Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Business Rockstar.
On today's show, we'll be diving into mentoring. We have Fred Joyle joining us. He is the founder of 1-800-DENTIST. We have a great protege. We'll get to see where you can help a business out through the whole mentoring process. And also later on, we'll dive into what it takes to market a product the right way. I'm Ken Rakowski, and this is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs together worldwide. You can see us on television, hear us on radio, and watch us or interact with us online by going to businessrockstars.com. Interested in free legal startup advice? Yes, of course you are. Go to businessrockstars.com/legal and get the answer to your legal questions. Get this ready for free. Yeah, for free. Fred Joyle is going to join. I'm really excited about Fred. Fred hasn't been on the show in a while. Fred was one of the first guests on the show when we started this like 4 years ago. We were starting from this radio station out of Los Angeles, KFWB. Hi, KFW. I don't even think they're around anymore, are they? They're not. Wow. Okay. So I was there right there at the very beginning, and Fred and Jay Salmon, who's been on the show, joined us. And we dived in the whole idea of starting a business. And what's interesting, 4 years ago, the conversation that took place is totally relevant today. We continue going through the whole process. Relevancy in business. You know, a lot of the things we talk about, it's like going through a business school class. Every single day here, we give you basic principles or a little more accelerated principles on how to get that business going. We look at the start phase, the growing phase, and the funding phase. And each one of those phases requires a certain level of knowledge, risk-taking, trust in yourself, trust in the community you're part of, but the principles almost always stay the same. Sure, we'll use different tools, our marketing approaches, instead of being just pure advertising of what we used to use in the past, might be utilizing social media tools of today. So the basics are here all the time on what we're teaching you. And Fred's going to join us, and we'll dive into what's going on, what it takes to get a business going. So are you an entrepreneur in your mind? In your mind, are you sitting there going, yep, I think like one, I act like one, I am an entrepreneur? Are you? Do you ever ask that question to yourself? Tory Burch, of course, the chairman, founder of Tory Burch LLC, talks about the whole idea of being entrepreneur in mind.
Being an entrepreneur isn't just a job title. It isn't just about starting a company. It's about a state of mind. It's about seeing connections others can't, seizing opportunities others won't, and forging new directions that others haven't. It's about being entrepreneurial wherever you are and in whatever you do. It's about having the courage to give in to a passion for an idea that makes your heart race. And if it doesn't scare you, the idea isn't big enough.
An entrepreneur, how would you define it? Who are entrepreneurs you admire? See, the entrepreneurs I admire are the ones that you probably wouldn't think of are an entrepreneur. You know, Howard Stern's an entrepreneur. He is. He is an entrepreneur. You know, he went off, worked for himself, created some risks, ended up working for somebody, realizing he couldn't work for somebody, took another big risk to go all satellite, did incredibly well for himself. He runs his own business. He consults for other companies. He's an entrepreneur. There's many people that are entrepreneurs that you wouldn't think they are. They change themselves to make sure they can create and do things that the others can't, the masses can't. an entrepreneur. You're going to be a risk taker. You're going to challenge yourself. You're going to have many sleepless nights. You know, I personally think about this often. When I go to bed at night and something's on my mind, I want to think it out, workshop it out. And in my mind, I might be laying there in bed, and all of a sudden, 3 or 4 hours later, I realize I haven't slept yet because I'm going through the process of how would I fix this, or how would I enhance this, or how would I grow this, or whatever problems are going on in the office. I'm working through all this. And then, of course, I wake up tired. But I wake up knowing that that process that I thought of, I could implement. That's my mind, my idea, my concepts, because I'm an entrepreneur. Now, also, it means that when I want to take a vacation, I can't. When I want to have a 9-to-5 job, I can't. When I want to say, hey, I'm just going to sit down and watch TV right now, I probably may not be able to, because there's other things that are not just on my mind, but on my plate to make things happen. Being an entrepreneur means that you will have the freedom to do what you want as long as you're growing your business so your business continues to survive. Now, successful entrepreneurs know that. The ones that kind of look at it on the back end, thinking it's going to do well all by itself, it's kind of like a goldfish. You ever had a goldfish? I think we all got a goldfish. If you keep a goldfish in the tank that you got it in, it's going to stay the same size. If you don't feed that goldfish, it's going to die. If you don't clean the tank, it's going to die. If you don't take care of the water, it's going to die. See, in your business, if you don't take care of things, if you don't feed it with ideas and innovation, if you don't clean it out with the wrong people that are working for it or bring the right people in, your business is going to die. Now, here's the secret about a goldfish. You get a bigger tank, it'll grow. Actually get bigger. See, a goldfish stays the same size as long as it's in the same environment that it's part of. As you allow the environment to grow, bigger tank, that goldfish gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So when you start setting yourself out in an environment to where you put yourself in an environment to where your business will grow, your competition might be more fierce and you take them on, you will grow. You'll grow in your mind, your business will grow also. It's a mindset being an entrepreneur. It's a different type of mindset than being an employee or working on the side as a business. Being an entrepreneur, the people at the farmer's market you go to, they're entrepreneurs. The people that have those little side businesses as you're driving down a country street, they're entrepreneurs. If you've ever been to a third world country and you see all these little like shops along the street sides in Mexico and Indonesia or in different parts of Africa, those are entrepreneurs. Doesn't mean they have to be multimillionaires. That just means, hey, we're putting everything we have into this. This is what's going to work. This is what's going to provide our living. This is what is going to allow us to move beyond who we are. It's not always a great thing being an entrepreneur. I hate to tell you this. But once you get through the tough part and realize, I'm independent. This is mine. I have the right and the choice to work extra hours anytime I want. I can work from anywhere I want if you're that type of entrepreneur. You have no boss other than your customers, by the way. Being an entrepreneur is really a good thing as long as you get through the tough parts. You got to choose your right partners. You have the right mindset. You have to have the right determination. You have to build solid relationships around you. You have to make sure that everything you see can actually be business. This is one thing I realize that most entrepreneurs fail to do, and this is why they fail to be successful entrepreneurs. They have to realize that their job is to fix stuff, make it better, find ways to bring pleasure to people, or be part of someone else's daily life. That's the key. So in order to be part of somebody's life, that means you have to validate yourself, show that you can change their life, make it better. Your product or service is so necessary for them to have a better life. You got to be comfortable marketing that idea, selling that idea, evangelizing that idea. Being an entrepreneur means that you have to constantly be marketing you, yourself, your product, your services, the people that work for you. If you're one of these people that say, I don't want to talk to people. I don't like people. Might be tough for you to be an entrepreneur. You got to be prepared to swim upstream, because sometimes it's going to get fierce and harder on you than you ever thought. You probably will always challenge yourself. You'll feel a little older than what you are certain periods of time being an entrepreneur. Like I said, we started this show about 4 years ago. Fred Joyle is going to be on with us in a moment. Was one of our first guests. And he'll tell you, it's not always that easy. He's built an amazing platform, 1-800-DENTIST. But he'll tell you that he's had huge celebrations, hard times, but he probably will never, I'm going to say this for him. Let's see what he says when he joins us. He'll probably say he'll never give that up, that whole idea of being an entrepreneur. Because once you have it in your blood, you don't want to live without it. It becomes part of you. So you want to try something different. You want to try something that's life-changing, that if it's done right, will provide for you, your family, your friends in some cases. Check out the whole world of being an entrepreneur. We're here to help you do that too. Start, grow, and fund. Pick one of those, because we're going to help you start, grow, and fund that business. When we come back, we're going to take a protege who's been on the show, I think about 2 years ago. Find out where they're at, because Fred's been mentoring them. Fred Joyle from 800-DENTIST is going to join us. And a very interesting company that's our protege, Kangaroo Time. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to a world of entrepreneurs right here in Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter Rockstar in the referral box at checkout.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Learn more, visit SME.org.
This is Business Rockstar.
Bukowski, Business Rockstars, thanks a lot for hanging out with us. BusinessRockstars.com, connecting you to a world of entrepreneurs. We get to do this twice a week where we look at what's going on in mentorship, mentoring either on the rockstar side where people like Scott Page or Richard Gibbs joins us, and we look at an existing entertainer and we help them out when it comes to treating them and having them act more like an entrepreneur. Today we look at, well, it's mentoring, real just raw mentoring. Fred Joyle has been on the show 4,000 times probably. You're one of the first guests.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. It was you and Jake Sammet.
Yes. That was a good time. He's gone far, that young lad.
He has gone really far. He's in Costa Rica right now. Yeah. But I look at the principles that you've always talked about. They stay the same.
Yes.
I mean, it's basic, you know, work hard, make sure you don't give up, even though it might be hard. Honestly, be honest. Would you give up being an entrepreneur ever?
I don't think I could. There's a DNA problem, you know, that it's, I just have that urge. I don't think I could just stop.
But
I'm drawn to it.
Here's an interesting dilemma with you. You started the business and you sold the business, correct?
Yes.
Which means in some weird way you kind of work for somebody now.
It's an incredibly weird way that I do work for somebody.
How painful is that?
They let me function almost completely autonomously. Okay. Otherwise, my tolerance would be nominal. And I still don't, who knows how long I'll last. They want me to do certain things over the next 3 years. So
you're the face.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've tried to take yourself out from being the face.
Yeah.
1-800-DENNIS, Fred Joyle is joining us. He's our mentor. We're trying something different today. You've mentored a bunch of times.
Yes.
People love having you as a mentor. Today, you decided, hey, let's do it again, but let's bring somebody back who we mentored about a year and a half ago, right? And you want to introduce who our protege is?
Yeah, this is Scott Wayman.
Hey, Scott.
It's been, this is almost a one-year anniversary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Which is kind of exciting. His company's Kangaroo Time, and it's a SaaS product, and it really fits a need. He's really solving a huge problem, and he's doing it in a brilliant way. And I saw him, you know, you and I both see tons of businesses, and very few of them really, you know, ignite something in me where I say, yeah, that's a need that's getting solved. There's plenty of people go like, I'm going to create a need for some little widget thing.
Well, let's hopefully see how far the product's gone. Explain SaaS real quick, Scott.
So software as a service,
okay.
Just kind of the principle of recurring revenue. Our business model is actually, it's classed as a SaaS, but what we really do is revenue cycle management. So we take over the revenue cycle for our customers, completely automate that entire continuum. So they set it and forget it. Once they put their parents on our app, the collections are automated. We work even the clients.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
All right. Well, what did you just say?
So basically, software as a service.
No, I got that.
Okay.
But what did you say about your parents?
He's already explaining how it works before he explains
let me do a recap.
I'm going to repeat.
Because Kangaroo Time does not explain what it does.
Yeah, we went after the name last year.
You went after the name last year.
I have a good excuse for the name now.
Okay, I want to get there, but explain your pitch. Go for it.
So we do four things. The fourth thing we do is a synergistic byproduct of the three things we do at Point of Care. We collect a lot of data and analytics. We give
rewind to tell what actually the business is.
Where are we? I don't know what's going on.
So we provide software for daycare centers
and
professional child care
business.
Now we know where we're at. Okay, fine. Okay,
we're about to get
there's
to that.
The customer.
So there's the customer. Two things we do for those centers. We automate their businesses. We carve about 40 to 100 hours a week in labor out of what they do by automating the revenue cycle, taking care of their employee profiles, all their credentialing, all the communication with parents is automated. The second thing we do is we automate the classroom. So we've built a very unique platform that delivers on a tablet that allows teachers to kind of scale themselves.
So, teachers in what grade level?
So right now, early education, but okay. this concept applies throughout the education continuum.
Got it. And what's number three or four?
Number four is we hardwire parents into the early education experience by providing them an app. So they're getting updates. This data we're collecting at Point of Care, they're getting updates throughout the day.
Is the app pretty well used?
It's very well used, and we're finding that it has this shadow marketing effect. So I was showing Fred earlier, if I get stuck at work and need somebody to pick up my child that's not already on a form, the app's very proficient at inviting.
You could approve who's going to pick up.
I'll send him an invite, he'll take a selfie, and then I'll authenticate his credentials. It's great.
And we can limit the rights of that person, so it's not just take all the kids and do whatever you want. It's very specific.
Kangaroo Time, why do you like it, Fred? The name?
Because the app icon is very distinct, you know, in the blur of apps that you have on your phone. This is a beautiful thing. It's a little kangaroo. And you can see it, and because they're using it, the parents are using it all the time.
I still hate the name. I'm sorry.
I know you do, but I hate the terse. Well, you're not my customer. You know that type. In our market, and I didn't explain it well last time. Do you guys know what kangaroo care is or skin-to-skin care is?
But what you're doing. You got to go to evangelize now a name.
You just need to look up marsupial, and you would understand.
I can. You got to start evangelizing. I mean, a small marsupial, so I got to go ask somebody. A lot of work to get. But, hey, I like the platform. And how's it going?
It's going extremely well. So I think I wanted to kind of pull together an update from,
Fred helped you out?
Fred's helped me a lot, and that session helped me a lot, not with just kind of considering what our messaging and signaling is to the marketplace, but how we tell our story, not just the name. So we really refined how we told the story, and to our customers, to investors, we won a contest. We won a pitch contest, which was a great honor and a springboard to kind of finish out our seed round of funding. And the story just kind of grew. As we got into customer development, we started to build a really big platform. We didn't intend to build the classroom automation.
With the four different pillars.
We were lucky if we got to market with one.
You like where they're at right now, Fred?
The app is so well thought out.
To me, that sounds amazing.
And executes so well because it's a very small business person. Somebody running a daycare center, 6, 8, 10, 12 kids, they got to get the money from the parents. They got to schedule people. They got to know which kid has allergies.
Who pays for the app? Parents?
So what we've done is we've leveraged a really great processing rate. So we give it to the centers. We give it to the parents. And we replace their manual processing platform, and we make a margin with a spread. There.
That's so simple. So the barrier you've lowered dramatically.
Yeah.
It's something you already need. That's a good idea. So are you solvent right now? Business is good. Have you paid yourself yet?
No. I didn't need to for a while. We could. But I'm waiting till June 1st to bring myself on board. I didn't need to.
Another thing. So when we come back, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about where they're at on the building side, Fred, and the problems that they're about to face at the level they're at, okay? People want to find out more. Where do they go?
KangarooTime.com.
Yay, Kangaroo Time. Fred, where did they go for you?
GoAskFred.com.
Yeah, it's a great blog, actually. A lot of great information there. GoAskFred.com, and his second book is out right now, too. All right, when we come back, we'll find out what it takes to scale and grow the business. Connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
heading to Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Insurance.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hey, it's Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to a world of entrepreneurs literally right here in our studio. We bring you rock stars from around the world. Fred Joyle is joining us from 1-800-DENTIST. I like what you just did. Right between the break, you turned to your protege. I just want to make sure you're the protege. You are not the Zen master yet. Fred is the Zen master.
I will agree with
do
that.
Do you bow down to his strength and his power and his knowledge?
Why wouldn't I?
What did you say to Scott?
Be more concise.
Yeah. I noticed that it's not a negative. I'm just saying, because you know what it is, and I think most of us, we get so excited about all these things we've creating. But the saying I've been saying to myself over the for the last week, do you remember I said it on Saturday? The riches are in the niches.
Yes.
Right? They're super they niche something out. Now, obviously, you've niched something out, but what you got to do is when you pitch, can you do a 15-second pitch?
On the spot?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll give it a
you
try.
You should always be able to do it on the spot.
Sure.
Go
yeah.
for it.
So Kangaroo Time solves childcare. We automate the business of childcare, the classroom, and we hardwire parents into the early education experience.
Do you agree with that, Frank?
Yes. It's,
really?
It's halfway there.
Because I have two children.
Yeah.
He doesn't help me with my childcare.
No.
So it's not childcare or daycare?
It's both. It's early education. So we span from even after school programs, even traditional private education. It's both.
But this is it. You span too much to explain it all. So you use the tip of the spear.
Okay. Ooh, so yeah. Right now it's early childhood education is our focus.
And that's where you start. You start with that. And how do you get your clients, your customers?
So we've organically done it through trade shows.
That makes sense. Trade shows would probably be the best place for you, right? I mean, I know you do a lot with trade shows, too.
Yeah, sure.
And is it a booth, or is it they have to come to you?
So we've actually done booths, and our play, our method is we do a headshot booth because our owners and directors need their likeness on their websites, and we give it to them. And
so you develop the website for them, too?
No, we do not do that. We do not do that, but we give them a nice likeness for LinkedIn or their website.
Okay. I'm actually amazed that there's not as much competition in your space that's out there.
You know, there is competition, but we do everything. We're an all-in-one versus there are competitors out there that do just center management, just managing and automating some of the business things in the center. And then there are parent connectivity plays. We're the first to kind of combine them.
Bring it all together. What, Fred? Why?
And the big thing, the baseline thing is it automates the collection of money, which is the big challenge for these people who run the centers. Is that if they don't get paid, if they lose 10% of their revenue in the month because the person left and didn't pay them, you know, and switched places, this is basically Uberizing childcare in that it's all paid. The daycare center doesn't have to do anything about getting the money.
And
he
that's
chases
how you get
them
paid.
For the money.
And I love that.
Yes.
Scott, I think you've taken the pain out, and that's where you get paid, on the pain, right? So, Fred, he's about to hire himself full-time. What kind of pain is he going to go through?
He wants to raise money, so he's going to be challenged on two things that are always the biggest problem in business. Scaling at the proper speed. Not spreading yourself, it's three things. Not spreading yourself too thin and chasing, I want big clients and small clients and medium-sized clients. You got to find the one that's going to yield for you, and finding those people that work for you. And the first 5 to 10 people that work for you are critical.
How much should he raise? How much are you raising?
Probably, we're still figuring out the metrics, but about $2 million, a Series A.
Justifiable?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I, you know me, I believe that too much money is a problem.
I know you do.
You know, so I think that, and he's raising it in stages, and he's starting to get revenue. He'll be at a run rate probably within 6 months of over 100 a month.
Wow.
But the beauty of SaaS products is, as they scale, the margins are insane.
Yeah, because you've already developed the platform.
Right, so it's just another plug somebody in and make 95% margin.
To me, it sounds like marketing is going to be his biggest hurdle.
It's a lot of people out there. It's a lot of small businesses to get out there. There's some bigger ones. There's some elephants to bag in this mix, but a lot of it is going to be the small business person that really
makes sense,
needs
right?
him, and almost automate the marketing and sales and onboarding.
I almost feel like it's like pharmaceutical sales, right? So you hire somebody to go to doctor to doctor to doctor to introduce what's going on. You almost have to have foot traffic to introduce yourself to every childcare environment.
No, not really. No, I think that we're getting reach with some of the organic things we're doing. That sort of distribution model would be nice, but we've already acquired our first 200 customers, 200 centers with our approach, a small distribution model, and we're starting to grow that. By the end of the year, we'll have probably around 1,000 centers installed, which is...
And on an average, each center has how many kids?
126 is the national average.
That's amazing. That's a pretty impressive environment. Well,
he told me an interesting statistic. So say it again about what people spend on childcare.
So currently the national
see if you
average
can be concise.
National average $983 per month per child.
$983 per month.
The spend in the US is bigger than it is for the collegiate market. It's
really?
It's incredible. Yes. Yeah. So
38 million kids are in child care right now, in some sort of daycare.
$1,000 a month basically is what you're saying.
People see that number and you can imagine with two children, that's such a significant part of the average spend for the average family.
It's, yeah, especially it's since everyone is dual parents are working, that makes a lot of sense. So you're in a good marketplace. Do you have a certain penetration in certain types of markets? I mean, more West Coast or East Coast or scattered?
Right now, because of the way certain markets function, we've done very well in the Southeast. And we've actually acquired, this is another thing, like Fred was saying, there are these big elephants. They like our platform because it has a multi-tenancy architecture, whereas the legacy platforms out there, you can spin up one instance and then try to cobble the data together or, you know, buy licenses at each one. Ours, we can spin up as many centers and separate them and partition them.
I like what you're doing. The name, of course, you love it, and that's all. Hey,
it's
I get
the
it,
best.
It's the best. That's it, right? Once you name your kid a certain thing, you just can't get rid of it, right? Until they decide. But, Fred, you don't see any uphill battles then, theoretically, on where they're going.
No, I think his traction is really good. His progress is really good. His his product is excellent. And the enterprise version is already built, which is a big thing. It's really just going to market, creating awareness.
And being on mobile is the key, too. The mobile side is probably your strength.
Well, the app it works brilliantly.
Yeah, that's the thing we've been so delighted with. I mean, our point-of-care platform is great, and it's doing some special things for daycare centers, for professional childcare businesses. But parents are really delighted with what they see. And we're seeing that parents are engaging in our app 9.6 times per day, so the engagement metrics are really good. When they invite people in, because we have a gallery there, you can invite grandma and grandpa in from across the country, and they get a nice little push notification. We get on average about 7.6 invites from the primary guardian when we thought we'd get two or three, and that gives us shadow marketing.
No, I get it. Scott, you coming in as the CEO?
Yes.
Who's your wife part of this?
No. She's a big supporter, but
well, thank God, right?
Yes.
Is it just you?
So I'm the founder, yes, and we've got a team of six now.
You ever run a company before?
I ran a business unit in healthcare. I founded an EMR business unit at MedStreaming.
I'm just curious, going in, saying, "Hey, I work for one company. Now I'm going to come in and now run this one real time." You're still going to raise money at the same time, or are you literally taking it full time once you raise the money?
I've been full time.
Oh, I thought you said you're going in and out. Oh, you're paying yourself.
Salary is a different thing.
Oh, salary.
No, I've been full time for almost a year.
Okay. Salary is a different thing.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a celebration when you get that $100 check, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know if the investors will be good.
No, you know what? It's important to pay. When did you first pay yourself? I mean, I know we're going back with 1-800-DENTIST.
Pretty early on, we basically paid our rent. And we fed ourselves. We used whatever money we could generate to do that. But some of that was borrowed. We borrowed $20,000 to start.
And how long did it take till you actually wrote a check to yourself as in salary?
6 months.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Right? You know that,
and then
right?
It was interesting to, you know, we were just covering
Six
ourselves.
6 months?
Yeah. And then, but it wasn't, it was just, you know, feeding ourselves.
Most entrepreneurs I meet, it's like 2 to 3 years later, right?
Yeah.
So banking on that and planning for it, that's right. Raising money is interesting, right? Because then you can start satisfying some of those needs. The goal is, if you keep costs down, sounds like it's not, your biggest cost is either development and marketing?
No, actually, well, I mean, it's development is part of personnel. I mean, personnel is the one that really, really gets us. We've really been pretty strategic and organic with marketing, but I guess if you look at our P&L, marketing would represent the second biggest silo.
Second biggest. And only trade shows, really, are they the best?
We've done some just very surface-level SEO optimization.
Any luck on that?
Actually, yeah. We're starting to get the calls are trickling in, so may not sound like a whole lot, but, you know, we're averaging a couple leads a day just through that.
That's pretty impressive, because just one close is a pretty substantial platform, our acquisition then, right?
Correct. And our close metrics are pretty high. Wow. Once we have somebody on what we call our demo, we close at a pretty high rate.
Where are you based?
Long Beach.
Oh, you're down in Long Beach. I like Long Beach.
Yeah. I think the attrition rate is going to be really low on this product. I think once they're plugged in, they're never going to want to unplug.
No, because
and
they're in.
Somebody else is not going to be able to talk them into, oh, switch to us, we'll do your billing. It's like,
yeah, but
no,
that's what he's doing right now.
All.
He's going off and trying to get them to switch to them.
Right, because right. It's all bits and pieces. A lot of it's, ton of it is analog right now.
Right now it is. It's all just right and down. Yeah. Okay, it's freaking.
Most of the market is greenfield for us. So, yeah, they're using paper.
So are you an investor?
No.
Why not?
I'm investing my brain, and my words, my...
That's equity, Scott. Yeah. I'm just letting you know. That's Fred.
I'm reversing the flow. I'm going to flow the money to me rather than from me.
Well, it's good that you have Fred. I mean, Fred's built an incredible platform. You know, 1-800-DENTIST is... Everyone knows you, Fred. You're like that movie star that no one could ever name because you never were in a movie.
Yeah.
I know that guy. I've seen you on TV. You're that guy. Fred Joyle, thanks a lot. Your second book is out right now?
Yeah, Becoming Remarkable.
What a great name.
And it's, and of course, I work in the dental arena, but my books are small business books. So it's how to create a dental practice everyone talks about because they talk about it
online. Just take out dental practice and put your name in there and it's perfect. You can find that over at?
GoAskFred.com.
GoAskFred.com. And Scott, people want to find out more about you?
KangarooTime.com.
There you go. Guys, thanks a lot for hanging out. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, Ken.
Long drive to Long Beach now for you.
If it's early enough, it won't be.
When we come back, branding your company. Ken Rakowski connecting you to a world of entrepreneurs right here on Business Rockstars.
Mike, entrepreneur and founder of Rib Tea. I always had a tough time finding undershirts that not only fit me right, but also stayed tucked, felt great, and of course, didn't break the bank. That inspired me to create Rib Tea. Disrupt your wardrobe with Rib Tea undershirts. Find them at ribtea.com. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. While you're there, grab the top 10 rules to buying and wearing undershirts guide for free. Rib Tea undershirts are a new breed of undershirt that meets every guy's needs. Like our Evo Tensile undershirts, they're close-fitting, softer than silk, cooler than linen, and of course have a stay tuck design. First impressions are so important for entrepreneurs. How you wear your clothes can say a lot about you. Rib Tea is that small change in your daily routine that will make your clothes look and feel better. Hello, skin, meet comfort. You deserve a better undershirt. Rib Tea undershirts and t-shirts are made in America and offered at a great price. Disruptor of the undershirt universe, changing your life one undershirt at a time. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. RibTea.com.
Sometimes it's okay to be boring. Just kidding, no it's not. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. What's missing from most presentations that I see? It's surprise, novelty, and humor. Surprise is more about the setup than the delivery. Because, you see, attention is hard to capture and even harder to hold. It's natural for our audience's attention to drift away, but there's a sequence leading to a surprise that can get it back. Here's how it works. Start the sequence by being boring on purpose and keep it short. Then immediately contrast the boring information you've given with new novel information. Doing it this way gives your audience something interesting to think about. It stimulates thought and regains their attention immediately. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
15% or more on car insurance.
This is Business Rockstar.
Kevin Kowski, Business Rockstars. We are here to connect you to entrepreneurs from around the world. And joining me, he lives in San Francisco, but he does come from one of the coolest places on the planet. Beirut's really cool, right? Yes, were you raised in Beirut?
Yes, I was raised in Beirut.
We shall see your last name.
Khairallah.
That's correct. Very good. You win.
Thank you.
What are you working on? You're working on a really cool product, right?
Yes. I work in a San Francisco startup. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Orion Labs. And we do group communication wearable, where we help people to stay connected by touching one button seamlessly.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a new walkie-talkie.
I remember this. You guys did a Kickstarter that was really successful, I think. I mean, it's like the Star Trek.
Exactly.
How's it going? Good?
Yeah, it's doing really well. Now we have our new device, and it's colorful, and it works internationally.
So how do you build a brand? I mean, let's take what you're doing now, right? You got to start with a cool product. Does the brand come from the cool product, or does the cool product come from the brand?
The cool product comes from the brand, because you have to create the brand. The brand is what they present to the consumer. So the consumer remember more the brand and then the product.
Like Apple.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's why you have to be unique. This is the first tip. Apple was reborn after the relaunch in 1997. And they launched their new campaign, which is Think Different. Mm-hmm. And that's why the consumer now look at them, and they are very unique, and their design is very different. And they see them very differentiated from consumers.
Think about Think Different, okay? I'm not sure, were you here then? Because you know that commercial ran once.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Ridley Scott, who did that commercial, when that was put together, it ran once and it changed everything, because it was about not thinking like IBM, right? It was thinking different. But then look at other brands. Tesla. It's a Think Different product, right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what Tesla comes out with now. Everybody's going to want it, right? So the brand is bigger than the product line. Do you agree with me on that?
Yes, of course.
What's another tip you would suggest?
The other tip is to grow your community. Mm. Every brand director or CEO has to grow their community online through Facebook, social media, all platforms.
Is that how you're doing it with yours?
Yes, that's what we do. But at the same time, it's very important to grow your community offline, because you always have to pick one or two good events that is related to your consumers, and try to always have this direct connection between the company and the consumer.
That makes sense. You guys also have used not just Facebook, YouTube has been very popular for you guys.
Yes, it's very popular for every company.
Without a doubt, right?
Yes.
Like, for example, one of the products I'm excited about, do you know what the Lilly product is?
Yeah.
The drone?
Yeah.
Supposed to get it like 5 months ago, but boy, their YouTube page, even though they haven't delivered it yet, I'm still stuck on it because they own me with the visuals. You guys have done this, but the trade shows, that's interesting. How do you pick the right trade shows?
We always try to pick a trade show that related to our target groups. So whatever, we have any people who use group communication, like for example, cyclists. Mm-hmm. Now we might be part of the cycling AIDS life cycle from San Francisco to LA to raise money against AIDS.
That's smart.
Yeah, and every single event that we see that we have our consumers that are going to be there, or maybe influencers, we always have to be there and create this connection.
But I think what you're doing is It's not the obvious trade show. Like, you're not going to 3GSM or a Mobile World Congress where every communication company's out there. You're going to ones where it's communities that need to communicate, like cycling.
We divide it. Like, some part of it, we have to go to some technical startup trade shows. And at the same time, we always try to do this functional, straight contact with our consumers. We divide it. Like, we have to do both of them.
So you're hanging out in L.A. You're
yes.
up in this the San Francisco area.
Yes.
You're in our studio. You're wearing a short sleeve shirt. Pretty cold in here, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It's
Check
cold.
Us out, Lewis.
It is cold.
I'm pretty cold,
yeah.
right? You know why?
Why?
Because then you'll be sweating like crazy if it's too warm.
Exactly.
So we're building a brand based upon being unique, building your community. What would be another suggestion?
Is to empower your customers.
How
because
do you do
nowadays, we don't control our brand. We only as companies, we only can create directions, but our consumer perceive, we cannot control how our consumers perceive our brand.
No, you can't. You can't control that.
That's why you said brand direction, and they perceive us the way they can, based on our brand. At the same time, we can let them speak about us, love us, share us with their networks, and that's how we create loyalty, and then hopefully they will buy the product and do it.
Is that working for you guys right now?
It's working for other companies. It worked for companies I worked for before, and then we're doing it now for our company.
But your product, it's not available yet, is it?
It is available, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Of course.
I thought it was still out
no,
there.
No, we launched like in April,
okay.
Now we are available online, and
it's brand new out right now,
yes,
right?
It is
okay.
Brand new.
That's pretty cool. And so you're watching what people are saying about you.
Yes.
You can't control it.
Of course not.
But you measure it.
Yes.
And you have dialogue with them, right?
Of course.
How has the communication been for you guys?
It's been...
What? I don't know.
No, it's been great.
Is
I mean,
it
like,
challenging?
Not much now, because now we are still a brand new product, so we don't have too many problems with this.
Are you wearing one?
Yes, I have one here,
oh,
but
see.
It's not...
I know, but I want at least the size you can see.
I already left you two devices, so you can use them.
They work?
Yes. You can use them and then give us your feedback and tell us about it.
You can't control our feedback, you know that, right?
Yeah, but I can listen to it. I can listen to it and adjust.
How much does it cost?
Two devices are at like $249.
That's it?
Yes.
And what do they use? What's the network you're using for communication?
It uses your phone network, so
okay.
It goes international. You can be whatever you are in the world. Whatever you have, Wi-Fi or data, you can use it.
What's the website?
www.orionlabs.io.
Orionlabs.io.
Yes.
That's the key right now.
Exactly.
And basically, it's the communicators that they use on Star Trek, where they actually would press and then talk to it. This is really cool. I love that you guys have this out. And everyone in San Francisco is going to be wearing these. You know that,
of
right?
Of course. They already started.
No, really?
Everywhere, not only in San Francisco.
No, but you're seeing them. That's like the adoption city. Everyone adopts. Well, I appreciate you hanging out here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good suggestions. Again, you want one of these. These are really, really cool. I want to thank our team, Ben and Rolo, and I don't know, Nick's gone. I can't even say Nick anymore. Will, and our great team, Bridget, Brittany, and let's see, Sammy. That's our Business Rockstars team. We're here to always keep you connected on what's going on in the world of entrepreneurship. You want to get a hold of me? I'm Ken at BusinessRockstars.com. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Kimberly.
BizTalkRadio.com.